In this bulletin, Joe Biden ahead of Donald Trump in the US presidential race. Australia records another day without any locally transmitted coronavirus infections. And in the NRL, Cameron Murray ruled out of the final two State of Origin matches. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Joe Biden appears to be just six electoral college votes away from becoming the United States' 46th president as counting continues for a second day. The Associated Press is projecting Mr. Biden has so far secured 264 of the 270 electoral college votes needed to win the presidency, while Donald Trump's sitting on 214. Four states remain in doubt, and a win in any of these would make the Democratic candidate president. The 77-year-old says while he's confident he'll win, he's not ready to claim victory just yet.
Every vote must be counted. No one's going to take our democracy away from us. Not now, not ever. America's come too far. America's fought too many battles. America's endured too much to ever let that happen. We, the people, will not be silenced. We, the people, will not be bullied. We, the people, will not surrender.
Meanwhile, the Republican campaign isn't giving up easily, demanding vote recounts in the states of Wisconsin and launching legal action to temporarily halt counting in Pennsylvania, Michigan and Georgia over unsubstantiated claims of electoral fraud. One of Donald Trump's sons, Eric, claims the opposition is trying to steal the election from his father.
The Democrats know that the only way that they could win this election is to cheat in Pennsylvania. And we've seen it from day one. We found ballots in drainage ditches. They're not letting our poll watchers watch the polls. They're not letting them inside. There's video after video of them passing out collateral material in polling sites all over Philadelphia. They're trying to cheat.
And the leaders of both major political parties in Australia have weighed in on the United States presidential election. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Labor leader Anthony Albanese have both reiterated the strength of Australia's alliance with the US and are calling for patience while votes continue to be counted. The Victorian government is hailing the state's sixth consecutive day without any new coronavirus cases or deaths as a wonderful outcome. Just 20 active infections remain in Victoria, all of which are in metropolitan Melbourne. Government Minister Lily D'Ambrosio is urging Victorians to continue following public health advice to ensure no further outbreaks emerge.
6 days in a row of double zero is a wonderful outcome. And I really do want to thank each and every Victorian for doing such hard work. The hard work of really getting a lid on this virus, the spread of this virus, and working together very cooperatively, very collegiately, respectful of each other to really get these figures down to where they are.
And New South Wales has recorded no new locally transmitted infections of COVID-19, but two new cases have been detected among returning overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says it's vital anyone with symptoms gets a test, especially as borders reopen and the festive season approaches.
We had about 18,000 people go and get tested yesterday. Thank you to them. The day before, I had a sniffle, so I went and got tested. It's an easy test to have, and it gives you absolute certainty that you don't have COVID positive results on that particular day.
Manufacturing of the first potential coronavirus vaccine for Australians will start in Melbourne next week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison revealed the step by AstraZeneca and CSL as he announced two more vaccine agreements, taking Australia's total to four. Mr. Morrison says the latest vaccine agreement, including a $1.5 billion investment in the Novavax and the Pfizer vaccines, brings the government's coronavirus vaccine investment to more than $3.2 billion. Mr. Morrison says today is a day for Australians to be more hopeful.
In Australia, we're looking forward to 2021. And our policy and program led by Professor Murphy on getting Australia at the front of the pack when it comes to vaccines, which will be game changers. And as each day passes, we become more optimistic. Cautious, of course, ensuring that we are going through all the necessary processes to ensure we have both a safe vaccine and an effective vaccine.
Supplies will start arriving in Australia in the first quarter of 2021 if they are proven safe and effective. In the NRL, New South Wales will be forced into changes after Cameron Murray was ruled out of the final two State of Origin matches. The South Sydney star was crunched awkwardly in a tackle in the series opener in Adelaide and suffered a hamstring injury. Blues coach Brad Fittler says while Murray won't require surgery, he will need around 5 weeks of recovery. Meanwhile, Dally M medalist Jack Whiten will be monitored over the next couple of days with a leg injury. See what the weather's doing for you across Australia for Friday. It'll be a partly cloudy day in Perth, 27 degrees, 18 in Adelaide, much the same. A light shower or two, 16 in Melbourne, much the same for Hobart, 16. In Canberra, partly cloudy and 20, much the same for Wollongong, 19. Similar conditions for Sydney, 20 degrees, 21 for you in Newcastle with a possible early shower. Fine weather for Brisbane, 28 degrees tomorrow, much the same for Cairns, 34. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm atop of 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.